The Print has an exciting announcement. We have launched the Print School of Journalism, an exclusive 3-month course where you can learn from India's finest award-winning journalists and get the chance to interact with our founder editor, Shekhar Gupta.
It'll be a great hands-on learning experience. Visit school.theprint.in and apply. Click the link below in the description.
Hello and welcome to The Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. I'm Sharan Puwana in Bengaluru, and today we discuss why Tejaswi Surya, the firebrand BJP MP from Bengaluru South, was left out of the star campaigners list for the second consecutive elections in Karnataka. Surya is the president of the Yuva Morcha of the BJP, one of the many frontal organizations of the party and a vocal proponent of hardline Hindutva. While a section of BJP leaders the Print spoke to contend that the party wants Surya to focus on Bengaluru South, where he was re-nominated as the party candidate, the fact is he was left out of last year's list of star campaigners as well. The Congress has fielded Soumya Reddy, a former legislator and daughter of Karnataka's transport minister, Ramalinga Reddy, in Bengaluru South. I have a constituency to focus on. I have to win this constituency and my focus is just that, Surya told The Print. Nevertheless, the omission for the second consecutive election has surprised many of his party colleagues, especially because he heads BJP's frontal organization, the Bharatiya Janata Yuva Morcha. The BJYM's head's fiery speeches has caught the attention of the BJP's central leadership in the run-up to the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. The Congress had taken a swipe at Surya, calling him Nafrati Chintu after he was left out from this list of star campaigners ahead of the 2023 assembly elections. In the high-stakes elections, the BJP is leaving nothing to chance and has kept most of its candidates confined to their respective constituencies, barring the exception of a few like Shobha Karandlaje and Prahlad Joshi, said a BJP functionary. BJP sources also pointed out that Surya is considered close to BJP National General Secretary Organization B.L. Santosh, whose arch-rival, former Karnataka Chief Minister B.S. Yediyurappa, is calling the shots in Karnataka. The star campaigners list is prepared after careful consideration of several factors. Most of the time, those leaders are included who have demand across the state or certain influence to mobilize caste, another senior national BJP leader told The Print. The star campaigners list currently includes Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President JP Nadda, and several other national leaders. Yediyurappa, his son and state BJP president B.Y. Vijayendra and Shobha Karandlaje also feature in it. A staunch critic of the Congress, Surya has often targeted opposition leaders with barbs on dynasty, corruption and appeasement politics. Since becoming an MP in 2019, the 32-year-old has often hit headlines with his controversial remarks and actions. On March 17th, a shopkeeper in Bengaluru's Nagarathpete was assaulted by 6 men and the video of the same had gone viral. According to the initial statements and the complaint filed later, the 6 men, 2 of whom belonged to the Hindu community, had demanded that the 26-year-old shopkeeper stop playing music inside his store because it was time for Azan. Although there was only mention of the word music in the formal complaint, Surya and his ilk came in support of the shopkeeper to claim that the shopkeeper was playing Hanuman Chalisa, fueling protests in the locality. Later, he was booked for hate speech. In February last year, Surya made headlines after he allegedly opened the emergency exit of an aircraft. It seemed as though he has a lot of negative sentiments surrounding him, said Narendra Pani, the political analyst and faculty at the National Institute of Advanced Studies. These controversies and negative sentiments, coupled with the fact that he's contesting in a seat with a high population of Vakkaligas and Reddies, makes it a tighter fight than expected, Pani said. However, other analysts like Sandeep Shastri say that making it to the list of star campaigners is more symbolism than anything else. I would not read too much into that. Star campaigners list is also a way of political accommodation of people who otherwise were not included. Maybe the BJP wants Tejaswi Surya to focus on his constituency, Shastri said. Thank you for listening. For more from The Print, subscribe to The Print /subscribe. And do tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis.